Greetings. I'm Sibylla Mann, and this is Why's That?, where WMUK answers your questions about things in Southwest Michigan. We hope you'll share yours at WMUK.org.
Well, my name is Dea.
Dea Maloli is a PhD student at Western Michigan University.
And I'm from Kosovo.
Dea was here at Western Student Union, the Bernhard Center, when she met another Dea, one who's always around the building. She's the sole figure in a mural that's in the stairwell near the bookstore. It's titled La Dea Roma.
And I speak a little bit of Italian, and Dea, Deus, meaning God, goddess. So we just assume it means the goddess of Rome.
We being herself and Western writing instructor Lee Kirk, who's also intrigued by the mural. In it, a woman wears a yellow crown and a flowing gray robe. She's holding a torch with a snake winding around it in one hand, and in the other, a staff with a green, red, and white flag.
Which is like Italian flag with a small modification.
While its simple style evokes an ancient mural, the piece is clearly modern. The medium is some kind of poured material rather than tiles or paint. Dea wonders what the piece means and where it came from. We ended up holding a sort of mini conference in the stairwell to try to answer those questions. Dea and Lee were there, so was an assistant curator from Western's art school, and three couples from the Grand Rapids area.
Here we are.
The men in the couples are brothers, and they have a special connection to the piece.
I can remember that when I went to school here.
Rick Rossi is one of the brothers. He's looking up at the mural, and he says years ago, as a student at Western, he saw the plaque.
And I said, oh my God, Dad did that.
Rick's father's name was John Batista Rossi.
Born in 1885.
That's Joe, another of the Rossi sons. Joe and Rick's father was born in Italy. He was 16 when he came to the United States.
Emigrated in 1901 through Ellis Island.
The elder Rossi eventually moved to the Midwest, and in the 1920s, he went into the flooring business in Grand Rapids. Among other things, the Italian craftsman who worked for him laid terrazzo. That's chips of a hard substance like marble set in cement and polished to a smooth surface. A third Rossi son, Abe Rossi, says terrazzo is expensive.
But maintenance-wise, it paid for itself. Janitors liked it because it was easy to clean.
Terrazzo is also the medium of La Dea Roma, a piece given and by all indications made by the Rossi Company. The family knew it was here, but it's been years since any of them has seen it.
Joe, I think this was made on a mat.
Rick and his brothers run their hands over the surface and debate the exact technique. Rick says in any case, it's advanced.
This had to take a lot of time. This is extremely detailed. When you really consider what's going on here.
Everyone's curious about the symbols in the piece. Clara Peters is a curatorial assistant in Western's Gwen Frostick School of Art. Peters says Dea Roma does mean goddess of Rome.
She's wearing a mural crown in this image, which represents the protection of the Hellenistic city-states by Rome.
In her right hand, the deity carries the modern flag of Italy.
With that little cross modification in the white section.
And in her left hand, she holds a rod of Asclepius, a staff, well, in this case it's a torch, with a single snake winding around it.
Which is the one that represents, like,
evil,
Joe Rossi suggests.
No, not evil. It represents, like, medical health and stuff like that.
Yeah. Medical stuff.
Right, yeah. And the torch is, like, knowledge.
John Rossi had 10 children. The three sons visiting today aren't sure when or why the company gave the piece to Western. That would have been a question for their oldest brother, who's deceased. But the plaque on the frame uses an old name for the school, Western Michigan College. That means Roma's been at the school at least since the 1950s. John Rossi died in 1960. The family says he'd be glad to know the mural is still at Western. And maybe the Roman theme isn't an accident.
His Italian culture was his life.
That's daughter-in-law Ann Rossi.
He had a sister that was an opera singer, and he loved the opera and all the, you know, arts. So he left a beautiful legacy for the boys.
The university plans to tear down the Bernhard Center in a few years when it's done building the new student union. But the school says it will find a new campus home for the Dea Roma.
See you in Italy.
We say goodbye, but first the other Dea, PhD student Dea Mullally, says she learned something about terrazzo.
I didn't know you can use this kind of material in like artwork. I've seen it in floors, I've seen it in other places, but not in artwork.
When art or anything else gets your attention in Southwest Michigan, we want to hear about it at our website. For WMUK, I'm Sevilla Mann.